Who would like to be Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison? He's got not many options, and he's got to please a lot of people, and virtually all the tax measures that he would have liked to have brought in, maybe increasing the GST, broadening it, capital gains tax, removal of negative gearing, well, they've just about all been put beyond his reach. We're just not going to have any major tax moves at all. So what could the Federal Treasurer do in the tax realm that might be publicly acceptable? How about taxing religion? Apparently, the tax exemption costs this economy in Australia $20 billion a year. And if you just scrap the fringe benefits tax exemption for church employees, you'd save about $500 million. Big numbers, isn't it? Would you support that? And at a time when only 8% of us are regular churchgoers, there was actually also a poll done by Ipsos that showed that 64% of people disapproved of religions being tax exempt, only 7% approved, and another 13% didn't know or didn't care. So should we start to tax our churches here in Australia? 92211. My personal view is we should only tax the big ones. If we tax all the small ones, they will just disappear. But I think there are certain churches, for instance, like Hillsong in Sydney and a few others of its kind, are more entertainment companies for mine than churches. In my view, they should be taxed, not the smaller ones. Let's talk to Brian Morris. He's a director of Plain Reason and also the author of Sacred to Secular. Good afternoon, Brian.
Yes, good afternoon, Adam. Good to be with you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for your time. So you're all for taxing the churches 100%?
Our approach clearly is we're a secular organisation, and we're obviously keen to see the separation of church and state in all aspects. But this issue of church tax or religious tax has been building on the agenda for quite some time. So this Ipsos poll, two-thirds of Australians, a huge poll, think that, look, it's about time. I mean, religion is really a multi-billion dollar business.
Well, it is at the top, though, but for the smaller churches, though, I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of churches, the smaller ones, would cease to do a lot of good works if there wasn't a tax exemption. It would be simply too hard to employ these people, and they'd go and do something else.
I totally agree with you, and we make the point in the release that you received and you're kindly talking about, is that we're not really talking about either the smaller churches or genuine charities. There's a tremendous amount of great charity work that's done by religions, by the churches, but also I must remind you that more than 60% of the 60,000 charities in Australia today are actually secular charities. There's only 40% of the churches. So, look, we don't want to see those penalised, but the big churches certainly. I mean, they're running private enterprises through schools, through education, aged care, quite a number of private businesses. They don't pay GST, council rates generally, car registration, a whole raft of other taxes.
Yeah, if you have some of these, you see some of these high-flying pastors, for instance, Hillsong and so forth, they essentially get paid their entire salary in fringe benefits that are not subject to tax. So they're living a corporate lifestyle on a church income.
Well, that's right. And don't forget that all those charismatic churches, the vast majority of their so-called parishioners pay the tithes. They donate usually about 10% of their salary to the churches. So the pastors and the people that do all the preaching are living like kings.
Yeah, and I guess one of the problems I've got with it, Brian, is that there's not a lot of transparency. The Australian Charities Not-for-Profit Commission, I think, has increased the scrutiny, but still it's way below, I think, the level that it should be.
Pretty much there's none at all through ACNC, the charities organisation or the commission. And that's one of the things that we'd like to see tightened up for a start. I mean, we really need to see what's going into all these churches, particularly the big ones, the ones that you're talking about, that's true. So we need that transparency, and we really need to know just what percentage of that income, that vast income that they receive, actually goes to helping people in need.
Indeed. I guess the obvious thing would be to say, well, does the church still influence our politicians? Obviously, Scott Morrison is a member of the Hillsong congregation. You see others in the Christian right, the Liberal Party. How much leverage do they still have over the government?
Well, it's really out of all proportion, I think, with the general population, Adam. An Ipsos poll that we did just a few months ago showed that 78% of people in Australia wanted to separate religion from the whole business of politics. And we saw a clear example of that, that the Abbott government and all the ministers are still the same. When it came to the combined meeting of LNP to decide whether they were going to have a conscience vote on gay marriage, two-thirds of the LNP caucus said, look, no, we don't want to do that, we'll send it to a plebiscite. So, I mean, it's a clear indication that religion still very much dominates Australian politics today.
Sure, you're also unhappy with the fact that religions are exempt from anti-discrimination laws and from workplace legislation, which means they can pay below award wages and enforce unfair working conditions.
Well, they can, and this is another push that this organisation and many other secular organisations are really pushing for, is that they discriminate against gay people. They're allowed those dispensations under the anti-discrimination law. So they've got really a raft of benefits they accrue.
I'm sure they would argue that if they want to employ somebody, they would like somebody of their particular faith, therefore they should be able to discriminate towards that kind of person. Isn't that just being practical?
Well, look, in some cases it can, but what we say is, look, does it really affect the job that they're really meant to do? For instance, you know, a number of charities provide a lot of work for unemployed people. Well, when we're really talking about that social work, we don't really need people to have belief in God to be able to provide valuable assistance and help to people really in need.
I think it helps if that's the kind of organisation you're working with, Brian, but I'll agree to disagree on that one. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Adam.
That's
good to talk to you.
Pleasure. That's Brian Morris, Plain Reason Director.